And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just covering down on some major ground across the northern half of the most beautiful state in the nation. This one right here. Y'all are talking about Alabama. I mean to say, this show goes way down south of Birmingham and up north of Huntsville and Tuscaloosa, back to Gadsden, parts of Georgia, Tennessee, and even Mississippi, all thrown in just for good measure. All right, well, continuing the round robin of important people calling in, we're going right back to the phones right now. So far, we've had Senator Tuberville, Congressman Dale Strong, and next on the line right now, proud to have on somebody who's been a friend of this show, Chairman of the Alabama Republican Party, John Wall. Chairman Wall, how you doing, sir?
I am doing well. It is good to be on the show.
Well, thank you so much for making time. I appreciate that. And listen, ostensibly the plan was for you and I to talk about the State of the Union and that kind of thing. But I got to ask you, I just saw breaking news like moments ago that the Republican National Committee has just elected new leadership. You want to tell us about that?
No, that's right. I'm actually live from Houston, Texas for the RNC special meeting to elect a new chairman. And yes, the RNC does have a new chairman, Michael Whatley, the former, now former chairman of North Carolina. And then elected co-chair is Laura Trump. So wow. Exciting times at the RNC. I think this is a healthy change. It is a good change and going to bring a lot of needed energy, excitement, and just passion to the political process that we need.
Well, and I agree. And I think we need that at the national level. I got to ask you, though, so Ronald McDaniel obviously is stepping down, and I won't say it's been under duress or fired for cause, but it's obvious that it was time for her to go. That's me speaking, but was she there for this? Was she present for the vote, and did she make any kind of a concession speech?
So she was. She was there. She announced her resignation from the stage, gave her report, a kind of a ending farewell. And was very cordial. The whole process has been very, very cordial. I think everyone realizes that this is for the good of the Republican Party. It's for the good of the nation, and everyone is on board and in lockstep. So I'm actually very, very pleased with how the process went.
Well, and I know you told me last time that the guy who got it from North Carolina was the one who was likely going to get it. And you were supportive of that. And I told you last time that I felt like I'd be happy if you were the chairman of the National Party.
Well, I'll tell you this. It doesn't matter who it is, as long as, and this is an important caveat here, as long as the person stands for the core values that made America great and the core values that we represent in our platform. Because I'll tell you right now, this is so important that our elected officials understand this, the party leaders understand this, and that the media even understands this. The Republican Party is only as good as the values we stand for. And we need leadership that will stand for what's right.
Absolutely. And we also, I say that, we need leadership. And I think these two things are about to go hand in hand, what I just said. But we also need leadership that knows how to lead to victory. And whereas we've had some great victories grassroots, we've also had some struggles on what I would call the big ticket races. The midterm elections were a little bit dismal in terms of House and Senate. I'm hopeful to hear now that we're going to wind up seeing the kind of vigor and actual true planning and leadership at the national level that's going to take us to new heights overall.
I really think it's what we need. We need the Republican Party kind of step forward and be the voice that holds our elected officials accountable for the values we stand for, and then speaks boldly. And I think it's so important when you look around the country at the areas where we've done well. Ron DeSantis, Glenn Youngkin up in Virginia, Donald Trump. When we do well is when we speak boldly about common sense issues and fight for people, fight for their rights, fight for our children and their education system and not being indoctrinated with woke policies. When Republicans win is when we stand boldly and fight for what's right.
Well, and I agree with that. And I think it's words mixed with action. And so, yeah. Hey, listen, speaking of words and leadership or lack thereof, last night, State of the Union. I know you're a political junkie like me, and so I feel certain that you have some opinions about how last night went. So before I just poison the well by telling you my thoughts, give me your random thoughts on last night.
I found several things about President Biden's State of the Union address interesting. The first is he almost never smiled.
Yeah.
it's almost like even he realizes that the country is in a depressing situation. And as he tried to bring up talking points that would aid to his side, I love it when he got in that point and he said, "And we have the best economy we've had in 50 years." Because at that second, the entire American people who were watching that speech knew that he was lying to them.
And they
knew that our economy is not the best it's been in 50 years. And if he's lying about that, he's probably lying about everything else.
No, you're exactly right. In fact, it was amazing to watch. I felt like even when he was trying to say things were good, he still yelled at us like, "Get on board. Don't you understand?" And I feel like I'm running this line into the ground today, but it's like an old man yelling at you to get off the grass. That's what it felt like the entire time.
That's right. And let's not forget that we own the grass. We the people own the grass.
No, great point. Well, listen, he ran through a number of points that were infuriating. I talked at length with Congressman Strong about the border issues, but one of the other things that he tried to hit on Alabama with the IVF ruling, and it fell flat because the legislature had, you know, for better or worse, I mean, I'm not game on with everything they did this week, but they still took action, and Governor Ivey even signed it the morning of. So I know we robbed him of his abortion moment because he couldn't tout it. But he actually had an Alabama citizen on there regarding IVF, and you got to know that they were hating the fact that Alabama stole one of their what they thought was one of their best lines.
Oh, 100%, 100%, and I'm with you. I have mixed opinions on the right way to move forward on IVF because I think that one thing we did not do well with that whole process is defend life properly.
Right.
This was not about IVF. This court ruling was about three sets of parents who ask for redress of grievance, and we should have told their story better. And I believe we can respect life and also still have IVF. It's not an either or. We can do both.
I completely agree. But nonetheless, I did enjoy the fact that during his speech, he had a basically
he was robbed.
Yeah, he was firing blanks at that point.
Alabama.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And you got to know he had really hoped to call out Governor Ivey, and he didn't have that opportunity either. So, all right. So last night, though, we also had Alabama in the driver's seat because the response to the State of the Union address was our U.S. Senator Katie Britt. Now, I know a lot of people out there are all over the manner in which she delivers, but I've heard her speak in person. I've heard her speak one on one. She's a passionate speaker, and I think what we saw last night is technically just more often than not the way she actually speaks. She's an earnest individual. But
that's right.
Give me your
that's
thoughts
right.
on how it went, and what do you think about the setting of being in her kitchen and all that?
Yeah. Well, look, I hate some of the negative that has come, you know, some of the questions surrounding it, because you're absolutely right. Those of us from Alabama who know Katie Britt know that's how she is. Like she lives that passion. And it's not that she was acting or trying to over emotionalize. This is who she is. This is how she speaks. This is how strongly she feels about things. So I think that's unfortunate, because if you look at the actual content of what she said, she was spot on. And she really did well. And this was such a historic moment for Alabama. First time ever from either party that an Alabamian has given the rebuttal to the State of the Union address. And I think she got the messaging spot on. I think she's an incredible voice for the Republican Party with a very bright future.
No, I think that's a given. I think the future is also why Democrats, leftists, the liberal media are trying to tear her down, because the last thing they want is for her profile to continue to elevate.
That's right. That's right. Look, she breaks the stereotype that Democrats don't want you to know that there's a young, you know, a young mom who's serving in the U.S. Senate, who's a Republican and cares about conservative values.
Yeah.
For sure.
Well, more to come on that one. We'll watch her career over time. In the meantime, back to the State of the Union address. There were a number of places in there where it was obvious that he was working on a speech that he had, and like I said to Congressman Strong, I have no problem with someone rehearsing for a big speech. I get it. I totally do, and I have no problem with that. But what really struck me was when he was forced to get off script, like when Marjorie Taylor Greene forced him to say the name, or try to say the name, of the young lady who was killed in Georgia. And then he mangled her name. And then he also said something incomprehensible about how many illegals have been killed by thousands of Americans, or I don't know what he was talking about. No one knew what he was talking about. And I can't help but wonder, are we going to see, you're the chairman of our state party, are we going to see a debate stage with Trump versus Biden? And how do you think he'll fare if he gets on stage and has to respond off the cuff?
I mean, that is a great question. And I'll tell you right now, it's going to be interesting to see if a debate comes together. That's one area where the RNC is kind of all agree. We're in lockstep. We're not going to agree to participate in an unfair debate where our candidate ends up debating the moderator more than the actual other candidate. So if it's a fair debate, I think you will definitely see it. I think Donald Trump will definitely want to kind of get in there and have that debate, but only if it's a fair process where the candidates are actually talking about the substantive issues with each other and not with the moderators.
Well, just so you know, I'll be glad to be objective. I will volunteer right now on the radio to be one of the moderators. And so if you need
help,
holler at me. I can do it. I can keep a poker face.
And let's not even joke about this. Look what's been happening in Alabama. First ever presidential primary debate.
Come on.
First rebuttal to a State of the Union. Like, why not? Let's get you up there.
I'm for it. All right. You and I, we're going to work on this later. In the meantime, I know you're out of town and we are out of time, but I appreciate you making time in the middle of your busy schedule. And we'll talk again sometime soon. All right.
It's always good to be on the show. Keep everything going, moving in the right direction.
All right, we'll do it. Right side. Chairman John Wall, Alabama Republican Party, who is calling in from the National Convention or Committee's conference meeting right now, where they just elected new leadership. That's good stuff. All right, Big Reg, let's take it to a break, man. We'll take the break. I'll come back and catch up on more of your text messages. And then coming up top of the hour, we'll talk about something else for a little while. You got to know what's happened in your state legislature this week. And y'all, it has been something else. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.